Exodus chapter 31. The Lord said to Moses, I have chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, grandson of Hur, from the tribe of Judah, and I filled him with wisdom. I've given him understanding, skill, and ability for every kind of work to do in the building of the tabernacle, for planning the careful designs, working them out in gold, silver, and bronze, for cutting the jewels and precious stones that are to be set, carving wood, and every kind of intricate work. Now we also read that Bezalel was wise-hearted himself. And several times we read that God gave wisdom to the wise-hearted. So this is how his spirit works. He confirms you in how you want to go. If you want to do God's work, then God will confirm you and God will give you the ability and the wisdom to do it. But he won't just do it just like that. He will do it to confirm you. I've also selected Aholiab, son of Ahisamach, from the tribe of Dan, to work with him. I've also given great ability to all the other skilled craftsmen so that they can make everything I've commanded to be made. The tent of meeting, the covenant box, that's the ark and its lid, the mercy seat, all the furniture for the tent, the table of showbread and what goes with it, the candlestick of gold and all that goes with it, the altar for burnt incense, the altar for burnt offerings and all that goes with it, the laver, that's the wash basin, and the base for it, the priestly garments for Aaron and his sons, for glory and for beauty, to use which when they serve as priests, the anointing oil, the incense that smells sweet for the holy place, in making all these things, they're to do exactly as I have commanded you. Well, we saw that the incense or the perfume represents prayer, and it smelt sweet to God. So God really loves our prayers. He loves hearing from us. Every word is precious that we say to him. You know, often we don't even remember to pray. Whereas God is so eager to hear our voice. So it's not just once or twice a day we should pray. Pray regularly and thoughtfully because he loves it. We can touch the heart of God with our words. You know, so give thanks for food, and not just for food, but give thanks for all sorts of things. A sunset, a formation of clouds, or whatever you see in your life, talk with God. He absolutely loves it. The Lord commanded Moses to say to the people of Israel, you must keep the Sabbath, the day of rest, because it is a sign between you and me for all your generations. So then the Sabbath, the keeping of the seventh day, was a sign between God and Israel, not between anybody else. It was a sign that went along with the old covenant. But that old covenant has now been replaced by the new covenant. And this is why when you come to the Ten Commandments, and one of them is about keeping the Sabbath, you find that the Ten Commandments were the covenant, the old covenant. They were written on the tables of the covenant. God gave Moses the two tables of stone with the Ten Commandments written on and said, these are the tables of the covenant. But that covenant has been done away. And although the essence of nine of the Ten Commandments has been repeated in the New Testament, the Sabbath hasn't. And that is why we do not need to keep the Sabbath. And in fact, to try to do so is really trying to justify yourself by works, because Paul is very clear that if you're going to try to justify yourself by the law, you must keep all of it. And if you just keep one part of it, then you're condemned because the other parts you haven't kept. So, the Sabbath was between God and Israel. Whoever doesn't keep it, but works on that day, it's people like me, I don't respect the Sabbath, I work on it, is to be put to death. So, if people keep the Sabbath, they should go around killing people who break the Sabbath. Scary thought. You have 6 days in which to do your work, but the seventh day is a solemn day of rest dedicated to me. Whoever does any work on that day is to be put to death. The people of Israel are to keep this day as a sign of the covenant. This, as I keep saying, is the old covenant which is now done away and replaced by the new covenant. It is a permanent sign between the Israelites and myself, because I, the Lord, created heaven and earth in 6 days, and I did not work and rested on the seventh day. When God had finished speaking to Moses on Mount Sinai, he gave him the two stone tables, on which God himself had written the Ten Commandments. So God himself wrote it, as it says in another place, it was written with the finger of God. This was God himself, as he said in another place, no other nation has a God who actually came and spoke to them, whose voice they heard. And here we see his finger wrote the commandments, but they just didn't want to know God. This was the trouble with the Israelites. They just did not want to know. And it's so tragic that God came so near, but they shied away from him because they wanted to worship their own foolish gods and just do their own thing all the time.